episode of Glen Talks, where you can find us talk about various topics. I'm your host, Naziba, and I'm with my co-host, Manha.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Manha. Me and Naziba are very happy to be getting the chance of hosting the fourth episode.
We sure are. Do you remember what day it was on 8th March?
Wasn't it Women's Day?
That's right. Do you want to know how Women's Day came to be?
Why not? Please tell me.
Picture this, it's the early 20th century and women all over the globe are fed up with being treated unfairly. In 1908, they decide to take action, marching and protesting for better rights and recognition. Fast forward to 1911, Clara Zetkin, a total trailblazer, suggests we need a special day to honor these amazing women and their struggles. And guess what? March 8th becomes that day, International Women's Day. From then on, it's time to celebrate women's achievements and keep pushing for equality worldwide.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. International Women's Day reminds us of the ongoing fight for inclusion and recognition, emphasizing equality for all genders every day. When I think of inspiring women, it's the amazing ones in my life. My mom, sisters, and friends. They break barriers and make a difference daily. How about you? Who are the women that inspire you?
The women who inspire me are those who fearlessly pursue their dreams, advocate for others, and make positive impacts on their communities.
Well then, let me tell you a story about a woman that I think you will find quite inspiring. Her name is Tharamon Bibi, born in 1952 and passed away in 2011. She was a courageous freedom fighter during Bangladesh's struggle for independence. Joining the Mukti Bahini in 1971, she displayed remarkable bravery in the Battle of Shantipur, and symbolizing Bangladeshi resilience. Post-independence, she championed women's and marginalized communities' rights, leaving behind a legacy of courage as Bir Pratik.
That's quite inspiring. Did you know one of the famous women painters was a Mexican woman named Frida Kahlo? And her last famous work, known to be completed on 1958, was called Viva La Vida.
Ah, actually, that reminds me. I once asked the school art teacher, Miss Tarana Halim, what the importance of art is to her. And I also asked one of my music teachers, Mr. Chaudhuri Singh Salakin. He teaches guitar in our school, about why music is important. And he also agreed to sing a little song for us too. Why not listen to their response, shall we, and the lovely song?
The importance of art is it develops your creativity and confidence, and it also develop motor skill development, mind and eye concentrations, then self-dependency and vision power. Mostly vision power is developed by art, doing art, practicing art. And it also therapeutical matter, because when you feel sad or happy, you can express it through your drawing and coloring. That's it. That is the importance of art. And importance of art, I think everyone should know how to draw and what to draw. Anything you can draw, no problem. And you don't need to follow the grammar. You can draw anything. You can express yourself through color and drawing. There is no problem. There is no boundary in art. Thank you.
Well, why music is important. Okay. So when we talk about why music matters, we often mention stuff like how it helps with brain development, teaches teamwork and patience. And those are all legit points, and I stand beside those. But for me, music goes beyond just these technical stuffs of 12-note, rhythm, phrasing. I think every single person out there hears or experiences music very differently. And it's shaped by things like age, taste, and what's going on in your head at that time. To me, music isn't just about the beats and notes. It's about tapping into something deeper. And once you start tuning in, you'll start hearing rhythms of your own body, your heartbeat. You'll hear melodies in Mother Nature, the birds are singing, or whatever they are doing. And then the sound of the leaves, and the harmonies in the breeze, and all those kind of things. we should just appreciate for what it is, this incredible force that and connects us and makes us more human. Thank you so much.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, the clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow. They learn so much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Our music teacher really knows how to create a captivating melody.
Absolutely, I was completely mesmerized. It's incredible how music has the power to stir emotions and connect us on such a deep level.
It truly is a wonderful world. And remember when our art teacher said that there are no boundaries in art?
Yeah, it really struck a chord. She explained how art transcends limitations, allowing creativity to flow freely.
And that wraps up today's episode. Before we go, always remember, in every twist of fate and every victory, every moment of grace, it's the choices we make that shape who we become. Keep embracing your strength, keep nurturing your dreams, because ultimately, it's the woman who holds the power to craft her own destiny, not only the man.
I'd be a fearless leader, I'd be an alpha type. When everyone believes ya, what's that like? I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man. Be the man. If they hustled, put in the work, they wouldn't shake their heads and question how much of this I deserve. What I was wearing, if I was rude, could I be separated from my good ideas and power moves? And they would toast to me or let the players play. I'd be just like Leo Saint-Tropez. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man. I'd be the man. What's it like to brag about raking in dollars and getting models? And it's all good if you're bad, and it's okay if you're mad.
It's okay that I'm mad. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. You know that I'm so sick of them coming after you, yeah.